What if you could measure your employer brand as a single number? What if you could track it over time? We do that. It's called the Employer Brand Index. Continuously measuring what's positive and negative about you as an employer from a candidate perspective is the key. The Employer Brand Index helps you measure your employer brand and validates your perceptions or draw up a few surprises, both good and bad. The Employer Brand Index works best when done over time to see how things are changing. Some companies use it as a baseline before they launch their EVP. Others add in some talent competitors to see how they stack up. Stay on top of your employer brand. Go to employerbrandindex.co to learn more.
Hey, son, Sveisan, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends here at Link Humans. We're, of course, here to make the world of work a better place, one step at a time. Today, we're speaking to hypergrowth tech company Canva, which you may have heard of. You may be using the product in your daily work, even. From one location to multiple locations across multiple continents, this company is embarking on an ambitious employer brand journey. So let's start the show.
Hey, Charlotte, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, it's so nice to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I've learned so much from your previous episodes, so I'm really hoping that I'll be able to pay it forward and do the same.
Fantastic. Right, yeah, so could you please start by telling us a little bit about yourself and also your role, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a mum of two. I was born and raised in Hong Kong. I love Pilates and I lead talent brand at Canva. So I'm based in Sydney, Australia, and I have been with Canva now for just over 6 months. In terms of where I've kind of come from, my background is predominantly in communications and social media strategies. So prior to jumping into employer brand, I worked at communications agencies, and then I made the pivot and never looked back. And in terms of what my role looks like at Canva, the team and I are responsible for bringing the Canva Naughty experience to life for those outside the business. And I think one of the many reasons that I love employer brand so much is that it requires such a breadth of skills and capabilities. So 1 minute we're working with the TA team to support a recruitment challenge. The next we're working on an employer brand and EVP strategy to launch in a new market. So I think, you know, especially for the team at Canva, no 2 days are the same. And I personally am always on my toes.
Fantastic. And I've actually used Canva for years and others around me as well. It's a brilliant tool and I've seen how it's developed and it's got more and more cutting edge, I would say. But for those of our listeners who may not have heard of Canva before, could you share with us what makes Canva unique?
Of course. Canva is a visual communications platform with a mission to empower the world to design. We're headquartered out of Sydney, Australia, and we work with a distributed team across Australia, New Zealand, and we also have hubs in the US, China, and the Philippines. And then also, so actually hot off the press today, we announced that we've just opened in the UK, which is really exciting.
Yay.
Yeah, it's great. I'm really looking forward to working in the European market. I'm going to be spending a little bit of time over the summer in the UK, kind of meeting the team and building our employer brand across Europe. So our current headcount's around 2,500 people. And that number is very quickly climbing as we scale. And I think for me, what makes Canva unique is, and it's probably one of my favorite things about working at Canva, is that there is a very simple two-step plan, which is how we kind of define our success. And the first is to be the most valuable company in the world. The second is to do the most good in the world. And I think personally for me, the second step really sets Canva apart as the place to work. So being a force for good is weaved into the fabric of the culture. And for me, I feel an immense sense of pride working for a company that wants to have that positive impact.
Well, you know, I'm going to ask you for some examples now. Show us the money, Charlotte. Where's the good being
made?
Okay.
All right. No, that's so we, in terms of being a force for good, I was really fortunate to experience our co-founders, Mel and Cliff, announcing that they were going to donate the vast majority of their equity which is 30% of Canva, to the Canva Foundation. And that is being directly distributed to underprivileged communities at the moment in Africa.
Wow.
The impact this has had on the team, it's just a sentiment I think that is felt by so many Canvanauts. People just feel so proud of it. But this is a very big thing. But it's also these like small everyday actions that make it an incredibly tangible part of the way we work. So we have a commitment to being climate positive by 2023. We, as part of our product, we have a one print, one tree program, which to date has seen just over 3.4 million trees committed to planting. And then things like our approach to cultural education to drive open conversations. And I think for me, that's really what sets Canva apart as somewhere to work. It's in the everyday.
Love it. Okay. And so Canva is, it could be a substitute for the Adobe suite, for instance. That's how I started using it, at least. Mm-hmm. You find that employer brand professionals that you talk to that you use Canva in the line of work?
Definitely. So I think what we enable people to do is have access to design in a easy, cost-effective way that can be used. And this is, one of the things I love is it's about being used on any device. So we all know where we've been in a situation where you're potentially not working from your computer, or I don't know, you're on your commute and suddenly you're like, oh, I need to get, for example, a social media post out, or, oh, I forgot to do the design for X. You have access to do that at your fingertips. And so many of the people that we speak to day to day, particularly from a talent perspective, are using Canva in their jobs and are passing on Canva to people that they work with. It's very much, you know, it's really driven by word of mouth. And I think that's testament to the product that's been created.
Yeah, for sure. And Charlotte, so how are you finding the talent process in 2022, the year that's just about started?
Yeah, it's interesting. We're in a hyper growth phase and we are hiring rapidly. So to give you context, last year we received just over 240,000 applications. And this, of course, is awesome. And our focus is on hiring people that are really going to enhance our culture, align with the values that Canva has, and bring what we call our crazy big goals to life. But it's also really important that we maintain a high standard when it comes to the candidate experience. So for us, it's not just about hiring the right people. It's also about ensuring that they have a great time through things like peak moments, again, kind of Canva phrase. But I think for us, the market challenges remain the same for everyone, but we understand that talent really can be from anywhere. So we've been able to maximize our talent pools through distributed hiring. And I think that's made a big difference. At the beginning of last year, we really embraced the new way of working so much that we decided that we'd like to see everyone at their nearest like Canva hub twice a season. And seasons are quarters in Canva speak. So we think that the human connection is incredibly important. And we have an amazing vibe team who put a lot of work and effort into creating those. But, you know, sometimes it is just good to have those experiences in person. So 8 times a year. We like people to come in and say hi. In terms of looking at 2022 and beyond, it really is about that culture and taking it globally as we expand into key markets. So the Canva story, it's such an exciting one and it's one we love to share. And I think for us, being able to provide talent insight into our mission of empowering the world to design and the importance of localizing our product, the two together really drive that message home. So that's something that I'm very excited about for this year. But yeah.
Great. I'm interested in knowing more about, so when you ask people to come in once a quarter, once a season, how do you make it into, because we have clients that are asking us this, like how can we attract people to come into the office? You know, what's the allure? Yeah. Do we, you know, put on a spread, or do we get a guest speaker in?
Yeah.
What are the best tips?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, we do have a vibe team and I you know, the work that our Vibe team do day in, day out to create incredible in-person experiences, but also virtual experiences, they get really creative thinking about, you know, how can we get people back into the office? How do we maintain that in-person connection? And one of the things that we have found to be an incredible kind of pull for our team is we have season openers. So again, kind of like a quarterly kickoff, but we call it a season opener. And that really is an opportunity for everyone to come together. There's a huge sense of celebration of what has happened in the previous season and also goal setting and looking forward to what's to come. And that is, you know, that for us is combined with having, as you said, an amazing spread and great music and just these incredible experiences that people want to be a part of in person. And we're so fortunate that Canva enables that no matter where you're based.
Okay, so you've already given us some, but could you give us the full flavor of Canva's employer brand, please?
When I started at Canva 6 months ago, there was no formalized employer brand strategy. So everything that had been done to date was really just this like authentic representation of what it's like to work at Canva. And when I came in, I really wanted to ensure that I maintained that truth whilst elevating and enhancing the brand and candidate experience. So as I mentioned, in my second week, I was fortunate enough to experience our co-founders announce the 30% pledge. And that really gave me the perfect springboard to reframe our employer brand to focus on one of Canva's core values, which is be a force for good. And you know, as I've said previously, we believe that ultimately this is what sets us apart. So since then, I've been given the opportunity to grow my team. And as of this month, we're a team of 4, which is really exciting. And we'll no doubt be continuing to expand in 2022 and beyond. But it's been so great to bring in some of that kind of top employer brand talent. And each of them have this really unique individual set of skills that they can bring to the table. So having them come in with some fresh thinking and see what we can achieve together with the new strategy is really exciting. But for us, it's important that we lay the foundations for Canva's employer brand with this new strategy and showcase its impact on hiring experience.
Absolutely. And I'm interested in this team of 4, your A team. Are they geographically distributed or is it more from a skills perspective? They complement each other?
So at the moment, the team is based in Australia. We have a distributed team across Australia. But I'm hoping that in 2022, we will see expansion globally. One of the things, again, that was in the strategy that I pulled together was this importance of localization. Ultimately, what we have created is a kind of global employer brand strategy, but I am a firm believer that everything, you know, you need to have what I've described to the team as local flavors. We need to ensure that our team is accurately represented. Everyone's at different parts of their journey and growth and stage. And we know that candidates are looking for different things in different markets. So how can we really be in tune with that? So I am hoping that there'll be some global hires later in the year.
Great. Okay. Well, do let us know when you're on the hunt. Right.
So I will.
Next up is a 2-part question. So first part is, what makes Canva a great place to work for talent who are looking for a change? So who would it be right for? But then also in the spirit of impartiality, I'd like to know who might Canva not be right for? Because that's sometimes, well, often the case as well. It's not for everyone.
I think when I started at Canva, I was just blown away by Canvanauts, as we call ourselves, enthusiasm for the company and the values and the mission. And as I mentioned previously, this is all just underpinned by this incredible sense of community and belonging. And I think it's somewhere that you can really be your true self and shine. And as well, working in that scale up environment and somewhere that's incredibly fast paced, there really is opportunity around every corner. And the way that we're structured is that you're empowered from day one. Once you've been through a very intense 2-week onboarding, your official kind of first day on the job, you are empowered to run with your role, do the best work of your life, and kind of create your own journey. And I personally find that an incredible environment to be in. To be fair, for those who it's not right for, I think we're very values-based. If you don't align with our values, it's just not the right environment for you. And I think the other thing as well to be aware of with a company that is scaling so quickly, change is constant. And Mel, one of our founders, she talks about that often, you know, change is constant and you have to be okay with that. You have to be okay with playing in the gray a little bit. One of the phrases that I love at Canva, and it's something that I have to get used to, I think, is part of my journey, is to pass on your Lego. So to be comfortable with building something, but then handing that over to potentially someone else who's joined the company. And some people aren't comfortable with that. I personally love it, and it's something I'm learning to embrace. But I think if you are not comfortable with those things and you're not aligned with our values, Canva's not the place for you.
Got it. Okay. Great. And in terms of communications, how have potential talent and perhaps existing talent, how have they been experiencing and seeing the employer brand in action online, perhaps?
Given that I come from a comms background, my approach so far has been to lean very heavily into our comms team. And they've been just such a pleasure to work with, and they really see the value in employer brands. So I couldn't ask for more from that perspective. But we've worked together to really align on messaging to support future activity and to also ensure seamless workflows and processes for when we really put our foot on the pedal. And I think as well, so from a, in a former role, I managed both employer brand and internal communications. So I truly believe that employer brand works best when the two go hand in hand. And again, as we've scaled the team, we've worked on not just communicating externally, but also internally to get Canva's buy-in. And this comes full circle because in 2022, one of our crazy big goals is an official advocacy program. So I'm really looking forward to getting that off the ground. And then I guess from a tactics perspective at the moment, we're adopting all of the traditional approaches to employer brand. We host value-add events, both in person and virtual. We run campaigns across multiple platforms. We work closely with TA to help sourcing and hiring. We have an amazing range of partnerships to support underrepresented groups. And we're also about to kick off a huge careers website refresh and launch talent communities. So for me, 2022 is all about hyper-personalization, and the list of activities that we have coming up is endless. So we're very busy.
Sounds like we need to do a check-in on you and Canva in about a year's time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. So, and how do you know that your employer brand strategy is going well? What are some of the metrics you look at? Or, I mean, you said you have get great buy-in from communications. That's a good start. But yeah, how do you prove the ROI?
Yeah. So I think for me, I know it's going well when I start to see people, in our case, Canva Nauts, adopt the language and messaging that we're using, because it shows that we've really listened to our community and developed something that's really resonated with them. And there's obviously the kind of more traditional employer brand metrics that we look at in terms of awareness and engagement and cost of hire and all of those type of things. But that's actually a project I'm working on at the moment to ensure that results of our activity is really tangible for our key stakeholders. And for me, I think it's really important to remember that some of the stuff that we do is a long game. We can't shift things overnight, particularly when it comes to things like DE&I. And we know it's a constant opportunity for us to learn and grow. So my challenge to the team is to work on things that can do both, is to solve problems immediately with those quick wins and things that we can measure very clearly, but then also to drive change through long-term strategies. And for me, that's what really gets my wheels spinning.
Fantastic. Now, Charlotte, can I ask you please to list some of your top tips for employer brand professionals listening to this right now?
I've definitely alluded to this previously, but marketing, talent acquisition, and communications are your allies. I think you need all of them to work as a team to bring employer brand to life. And get to know them, build relationships with them, join meetings. I I think my communications team probably want me in less meetings with them, but my aim is to really become an extension of their team, that trust to be there. Really get to know your audience and never assume. So I also spend a lot of time sitting with our engineering department, and engineering makes up 50% of our Canva team. So I chat to them in the dining hall. We grab coffees. I take meetings. We, you know, in the virtual world, we do, we have an app called Donut, and that encourages one-on-one connection with people in the business that you'd never normally connect with. And I make such an effort to attend those and ask questions about how people are enjoying the Canva experience and what's keeping them here. On top of that, it's just a really nice way to get to know people that you don't work with day to day. And then my third thing would be probably not to underestimate the power that you have to make changes internally. So one of the many reasons I love employer brand is because I get insight into other businesses and the experiences that they're offering. And I use these insights to drive change internally and create even more powerful and meaningful experiences for our team.
So you've got a background in PR comms.
Yes.
Now you're an employer brand. What is it that makes this role so special or unique? And how is it different to previous roles you've had?
I think for me, it's the breadth of skills required to be a strong employer brand professional and the people you get to work with. You can tell probably from everything I've said, I am a people person. So interacting with so many people day in, day out really motivates me. But it's also as well that no 2 days the same. And I know that that's probably a little bit of a cliche, but really when you are working in employer brand, you are using every tool and skill within the marketing tool belt. And I find that really exciting. I'm definitely more of a generalist than I am a specialist. So that to me is what makes employer brand so special.
Excellent. All right. So Charlotte, thank you so much for all of that. Final question is, where can our listeners connect with yourself and where can they learn more about Canva and also find the employer brand online somewhere?
Of course. So for those who want to learn about the roles that we have on at Canva at the moment and maybe learn a little bit more about the employer brand, you can head to our careers page, which is canva.com/careers, or alternatively head to our LinkedIn or our Instagram, which is Canva Life. I would encourage you to check out the website again, check it out tomorrow and then potentially in 6 months' time, and hopefully you'll see a dramatic difference. And if you'd like to connect with me personally, I am on LinkedIn and I would love to connect with any like-minded people who work in this space.
Absolutely. We'll stick those links in the show notes, actually. Right. Thank you so much for your time today, Charlotte. It's been really good.
Thank you. That was so much fun. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, folks, there you go. Hope you enjoyed this peak moment of an episode. Just remember to pass on your Lego, fellow Canvanauts. Be sure to reach out to Charlotte and say thank you ever so much for sharing her insights. And of course, check out Canva, which I think is a very user-friendly graphic design app every creative team should be exploring. Now, from the creative to the scientific, do you ever find yourself in need of proving the impact of all that hard work that you and your team put in? If so, you would benefit from the LinkHumans Employer Brand Index. Yes, we inject proof, evidence, and data into both measuring your employer reputation and providing actionable advice for your campaigns. Check it out at linkhumans.com or hit me up for a chat. That was it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in and look forward to catching up next time. Hey-do.
Why did the Scarecrow win an award?
Don't know.
Because he was outstanding in his field.